Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
How about those outfits at the Met Gala?
Hey! Yeah, there were some good looks from last night. The purpose of the Met Gala is for you to remember the outfits from the night before. Like, do any stand out to you? Do you remember any without having to go back and look? Some Josh and I were talking about off the air, Bad Bunny. Bad Bunny did a great job.
Like he was 72.
Wow. Yeah, he just did the whole aging process. So his getup was he aged himself to look like he was in his 70s. And people didn't even recognize him, but they're like, how neat. Because the theme was fashion is art. And so you know who I loved? Do you know who I absolutely loved? Sabrina Carpenter. Did you see hers?
Can't say that I did.
What she did is she took film from like a movie from the 1950s called Sabrina, and they made it into a dress. The actual film from that movie, they formed into a dress, and it was beautiful.
Oh, she looks cute.
It's such a pretty dress, but you can see the film on it, like the old school film that they used to have to develop, and it was just such a neat look, and it stood out from everybody else. Both the Jenner sisters had on looks that were revealing. They look like they were naked, and that's completely on brand with them, but they also look like they were wearing their sister's brand Skims, so they were supportive as well. Heidi Klum showed up as a statue, so hers stood out.
That
to
one
me.
Was creepy.
It was a little creepy, but again, it's not about like who looks the best, it's whose outfit is remembered, and I think they did a good job pulling that off last night, and a few are sticking with me this morning, so I like the Met Gala looks.
Is it gala or gala?
I don't know. I hear people say it different all the time. And
I've always
heard
Met Gala.
When I say Met Gala, I feel stupid because then someone comes up all fancy looking. And they're like, at the gala last
night.
Oh, man. So I don't know. I don't know how you say it, but I did like the looks. I did.
A lot of no eyebrows looks.
I
don't like that.
I like the no eyebrows. That scares me. It reminds me of the Scary Stories books, that old lady who sits at the bottom of your bed without the eyebrows. That's what it reminds me of every single time. But outside of that, fashion is art, Jeremy.
Dolly Parton has canceled her Las Vegas residency at Caesar's Palace.
I don't know why.
Citing ongoing health challenges that required some continued treatment. For years and years, I've poked fun at the oversaturation of Dolly Parton.
Yeah, but...
But it comes from a place of love.
Yeah, we don't like this.
So to hear this is kind of getting me down in the dumps because, I mean, all jokes aside, she is an incredible national treasure and sweetheart. Here she is talking about it.
The good news is I'm responding really well to meds and treatments, and I'm improving every day. Now, the bad news is it's going to take me a little while before I'm up to stage performance level. Just think of me as like an old classic car that once restored can be better than ever. On a more serious note, I am truly sorry that I'm going to miss all of you that had tickets to see me in Las Vegas. Well, you get on to Vegas, and you have a big time, and hopefully... sometime you'll come up to New York and maybe see my show.
Why does that make me so sad?
I know.
Like she sounds so sweet and sad and frail.
You like everything I said about you, I was kidding.
No, I'm still spot on. Dolly Parton is oversaturated. She is everywhere. But, you know, we all want her to live a very long, healthy life.
Of course we do.
So that is a bummer. Makes me sad. From Dolly to Brit. Brittany entered a guilty plea to a misdemeanor driving under the influence charge during yesterday's court appearance. She did that so she avoided jail time. So she's, what was it called? A wet reckless charge. What a weird name for a charge. Wet reckless charge, which places her on a 12-month probation and requires a completion of a DUI education program. A wet, reckless charge.
Okay.
Sounds like prom night, right?
Right. It doesn't sound like a charge they'd put on you at the... Yeah.
It's a fun charge.
Katie, are you a fan of the Pussycat Dolls?
I mean, I was back... Don't you think your girlfriend was
hot like me?
And back in the day, I was a fan.
You probably tore that up at the club. You grinded on somebody to that song.
Loosen up my buttons, babe.
Yeah, loosen up them buttons. So they have canceled all but one of their North American reunion tours. They're still going to perform at the Out Loud Music Festival in West Hollywood in June, whatever the hell that is. But it sounds like they weren't selling any tickets. They don't have the pull that they used to. They said, after taking an honest look at North America's run, we've made the difficult and heartbreaking decision to cancel all but one of the dates. Womp, womp, womp,
womp. Man, I just, you know what I loved about them, though, is they had so much girl drama, and they were, like, transparent about it. So if you remember, there was one time where, like, one of the girls tried to go to the front and sing in front of one of the other girls, Nicole. I don't know if you remember
what
this
was
from
Nicole
back in the
Slish,
day.
Slish,
she was a, yeah, she
Slisher,
was the head
Smisher.
Girl. Like, if yeah. you think Pussycat Dolls, that's probably who you remember
that's right.
from the group. But one of the other girls tried to step in front of her during a number, and oh my goodness,
oh,
did Nicole,
no.
she was like, oh, heck to the nah. She did.
What did she say?
Oh, heck to the nah. She did. She
I'm
said
save
that.
That audio. Oh, heck to the nah. Cute. Yeah. And then rich people problems. Jeff Bezos is reportedly selling already his $500 million super yacht because it is too big. It is too huge to manage, is the quote. Not only does that thing... Stop. Stop it. Stop it. Stop it now. Not only does that thing float around on its own, it has a ship that has to go around with it as well. It's a support ship that costs $75 million just to make sure it gets to its locations okay. One of the things in this story is talking about how they are they don't like it because they have to park it with like the big industrial ships
mm-hmm.
because none of the smaller ports will accept this size of yacht. So they've got to park it with like the cargo ships and the oil tankers and things like that. And that's just not, you know, Jeff Bezos glamour.
It's not a good look.
They're
yeah.
having ship regret.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So who would buy that?
$500 million?
Going
to put that thing on eBay? Like, how do they get rid
put
of that?
Put it on Nextdoor?
Like, I know. How do you get rid of that?
What do we got in sports?
Well, a baseball fan of the Red Sox experienced probably one of the worst public humiliations yesterday. He did the whole nine yards, put himself and the girlfriend on the Jumbotron, got down on one knee, asked for her hand in marriage.
She said no.
And she looked so disappointed. I think she might have nodded her head yes. It's a little hard to see in the video.
She didn't want that proposal.
It was an absolute rejection. He tried to kind of fix the whole situation by leaning in for a kiss, and she kind of pulled back from that kiss.
Oh, no.
And the whole thing was made way worse because the billionaire owner, the wife of the owner, John Henry, was the one who videotaped all of this. And she put congratulations to Douglas and now fiance Sarah Lynn. And she posted that to her social media. And this is, again, the wife of the owner of the Red Sox. And in the background of her own video, which she didn't edit, you hear a man go, oh, she doesn't look very happy. It was the most, I mean, truly, like, I had secondhand embarrassment watching
yeah.
this. I felt so, if you are going to do this at a sporting event, make sure that she is into it.
Yeah.
Like, you've always said, Katie, that
I'd
you
into
are
it.
Into this.
Yeah, but that's your thing.
I'm not the norm. Most ladies don't want to be proposed to
no.
on the
that's a horrible idea.
So just don't.
She was the exact opposite of Katie Cat here.
Oh.
And I watched this video and I like had to click out of it. I was like, okay, I got the gist of it.
That
so
poor guy.
Shout out to Douglas, man. I hope you're doing okay today, buddy, because not only was he rejected in front of 35,000 Red Sox fans, they also lost the game. So
oh.
It was the ultimate salt on the wound.
T's and P's, my
dude. Poor guy. Oh, thinking
okay.
of you, Douglas.
Yeah, we sure are. Okay, how about this gal from Loma? We're excited for her. She's on Farmer Wants a Wife. We got
oh.
a girlie from Colorado representing.
Yeehaw.
Yeah. So Cassie, she's 29. She's from Loma over on the Western Slope. So that's just outside of Grand Junction for people who aren't familiar with Loma. But she's competing for love from Brett Maverick. He is 35. He is a horse and cattle farmer from Savannah, Tennessee, and Cass actually did an interview with a TV station over on the Western Slope, and it made me giggle a lot. Yeah, so she's looking for love from a
she's
farmer.
She's super cute.
Do you ever watch
super cute.
The show? And like, it's funny what they make them do. I mean, they do make them endure things that you would see on a farm. Like, they are feeding the cattle. They're cleaning things. They're building things. I mean, it is quite...
Do they have to put the big rubber arm glove on and do the thing
oh.
to the cow?
I check the calf?
I think that's designated to doctors, but...
No, you can do that.
I don't think random people just do that.
Absolutely.
Well, the farmer does. I don't think the contestants would.
Well, that's farm life. That's Katie said she's got to do farm stuff. So
he goes, okay,
you
put the gloves
go
on.
Elbows deep.
No,
in that
but
cow.
I don't think that's part of, I think like designated people
watch
get
out,
to do
they
that.
Kick.
I know you think I'm watching City
it.
Slickers too much.
The
they don't let
does
just
it.
Anybody do that.
No, but the farmer
like,
does.
Oh yeah, the farmer Katie, the farmer.
So she's gonna be
do.
With a farmer.
Yes, but I'm just saying, like, she wouldn't have to do that.
She's like,
she,
so what am I feeling
watch
for?
It. She might watch it.
But if you're going to be with a farmer on a farm,
so
you got
to
learn how to do things.
Your vision of being on a farm, like, she,
what is
she
your
won't
vision?
Have to
just
do that.
Drinking no. lemonade and sweet tea and
I've
rocking
been
in
on a
hammock?
Farm. I know what it is, but they're not going to have them deliver a cow. That's not part of it. But it's not.
What is your vision of farm life?
Again, you feed the animals.
You play with the goats
sure,
all day.
No, you feed the animals. Yeah. You ride the horses. You make sure the pig's den, their little sty is clean as much as a pig's sty can be clean.
Yeah.
I've been on a farm. I grew up in a very farm agricultural community.
You bet.
Like, I know what a farm looks like. Homie.
You know what it looks like, but it sounds like you don't know what goes on there.
Yes, I do. I know I don't put my hand up a cow that is designated to specific people.
I hate when mom and dad fight. I hate
We're not
this.
Fighting. This
especially
is real life.
About this,
this
right?
is real life.
You do not stick your hand in a
How
cow,
far
Jeremy.
Does the hand
it's not
go
just
up.
Your hand. It goes elbow deep. No. You got to, like, inseminate them.
Well, we can find... Nobody does that. That is not a farmer's job. That is the doctor's job. The doctor comes out. The vet comes out to the farm and does that.
Yeah,
the farmer doesn't
do it.
Need
too.
Okay.
Farmers do it.
Farmers
some
do
some
it.
Of them. Some
you
of
can
them.
Watch Farmer Wants a Wife on Fox. Season 4 just started April 21st,
watch
so
it
you've
now.
Got time
I
to catch
gonna
up.
I was
going to
watch it. I'm not going to watch it now just because of this conversation.
Tonight. There's a new episode tonight.
Good.
You can
Guess
see.
Who's not going to watch it?
See,
this guy.
Got their arm all the way up a cow. I bet you they don't. Okay.
You know what?
We do.
How does the cow feel about this?
I know. Nobody's
violated.
Even asked the cow their thoughts on
the
whole thing.
You know what? The cow might be into it.
Okay. Well.
Side note, though. She's really cute.
That.
This little contestant.
No, she is really cute. She is really cute. So we will give her that. But
I don't think her arm's long enough.
You don't.
She's very petite.
So see, she's not going to do it. That's not her job. You know
Glad
who else
we
want to give a shout out to before we wrap it up is
who?
The teachers
Cows?
And nurses who listen every single day. We love you so much. It is Teacher Appreciation Week next week, I believe. Is okay, so Teacher Appreciation Week wraps up on the 8th, and then Nurses Appreciation Week is the 6th through the 12th. So they kind of overlap a little bit, but there are some specials and deals for everybody out there. Applebee's, Buffalo Wild Wings, we've got Chipotle, Einstein Brothers, Insomnia Cookies. So many different ways for you to get deals for Teacher and Appreciation Week. And then we also have some Cinco de Mayo deals, because today is Cinco de Mayo on top of Taco Tuesday.
There you go.
There it is. There it is. And a lot of the Cinco de Mayo festivities were over the weekend, but McGregor Square, as long as it holds out for the weather, I haven't heard anything about it being canceled, but they've got celebrations there at McGregor Square, handcrafted goods, local vendors, All Latin right. beats, and more. So admission is free if you want to go out to McGregor Square, but other deals that you can get your hands on, Voodoo Donuts, you've got 7-Eleven, Chipotle, Chili's, Moe's Southwest Grill on the border. Taco Bell. So All many right. places for you to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Awesome.
And if you know of any local spots, please text us so we can give them a shout out for either the nurses, teachers, or Cinco de Mayo. 303-691-1649. Please just shoot us a text and let us know.
Speaking of the text line, thank you to all the farmers writing in saying, yes, Katie, Jeremy's right. Farmers do that. And
okay.
a special shout out to Sean, who is a girl, actually had to do that when she was 12. To hold a calf in.
Oh, how do you do that?
No, 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 no.